You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we'd like to invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. The Scriptures instruct us to cast all of our care upon Him, for He careth for you. I'm so glad today that I know our Heavenly Father cares for each and every one of us. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son to save us from our sins. But not only that, He also blesses us with many, many rich blessings. The Scriptures tell us that every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. So we're able to cast all of our care upon Him, knowing that He cares for us. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful today for the love of God. We're thankful for the gift of Your dear Son, and the gift of life through Him. We're also thankful for all of the blessings that You so bountifully bestow upon us. We thank you for our precious congregation today. We're trusting that you'll take our feeble efforts and make them a blessing to this precious people. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject today is going to be entitled, Issues That Are Unavoidable. But before we speak on that subject, Brother Roger Hood is going to sing for us a song entitled, Insured Beyond the Grave.
Now you can buy insurance plans to pay you when you're ill. And if your earthly house should burn, a new one you could build. Insurance on your earthly wealth, your silver and your gold. Just read God's book, don't overlook insurance on your soul. Insured beyond the grave, protection on your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hands of death shall hold. Your policy will pay your way and cover you in clay. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the grave? The precious Savior stands in wait and knocks upon your door. He'll enter in and set you free from death forevermore. The only fee you'll have to pay is humble words of prayer. Give up this world with all its wealth and be a millionaire. Insured beyond the grave, protection on your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hands of death shall hold. Your policy will pay your way and cover you in clay. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the grave?
Issues that are unavoidable. And our text of Scripture, James chapter 4, reading from verse 13 down through 17. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas, ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. We must face the fact that everything in life is not going to be good. We might like for it to be so, but the fact of the matter is, not everything in life is going to be good. It is natural to try to avoid the unpleasant, and in some cases we can. But there are some things that are simply unavoidable. James gives us some things to think about and brings us face to face with reality. And again, I realize there are those who don't want to face reality, but there are unavoidable things that we have to face that does bring us to the place where we have to face reality. One of the realities that a lot of people need to understand but do not seem to, is that material gain does not and cannot bring fulfillment. God has reserved in every heart and every life a place for himself, and material gain, regardless of how much it may be, cannot bring fulfillment. It cannot fill that place. James said, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. And you know, the spirit of get seems to be the dominant spirit in the world today. Get whatever you can and get it whatever way you can, even if by hook or crook. That seems to be a dominant spirit in the world today. And that is the cause of a lot of the problems that we have in our nation and world today is to get gain. Now, don't misunderstand. I know that we are to work, we are to provide for our families, and it's necessary to earn wages and so forth. I'm not speaking about that, but I'm talking about putting the emphasis on that and leaving other things out, other essential things out. Now, it is a very foolish presumption that this scripture speaks of. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into a city and continue there a year and buy and sell. It is very foolish, a very foolish presumption to say that you're going to go and live for a year and get gain, that you're going to continue for a year. We have a parable by Jesus, as recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 12, of a rich young farmer. He was very prosperous, and he went out and he looked over his crops one day, and he saw that there was going to be a bountiful harvest, and his barns were not sufficient to take care of the oncoming harvest. And he thought in himself, what shall I do? And then he decided, well, I'll pull down these small barns and I'll have my men to build me bigger barns. And then I'm going to say unto my soul, you have much goods laid up in store. Eat, drink, and be merry. What presumption. And after he reasoned that way with himself, he heard a voice from heaven saying, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee, then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Yes, this was something that this young farmer did not expect to have to face, at least not at that time. But the voice said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then the question was asked, then who shall all these things be which thou hast provided? Let us look in James chapter 5 and look at the first five verses there of James chapter 5. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. So this picture here in James 5 shows us of rich people who were taking advantage of some people and were not really paying them the wages that they were deserving of having. And James speaks about what was going to happen to them. Yes, they were going to lose what they had. There are some things that are unavoidable. The rich young farmer did not have any idea that he was going to die, being rich, being young, and doubtless full of health. But nevertheless, he died that night because the voice from heaven said he was going to. Now, the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, some people may say money is the root of all evil, but the Bible doesn't teach that. What the Bible does teach is that the love of money is the root of all evil. This covetous spirit that is so prevalent in the world, this get spirit that I refer to, that's so prevalent in the world, causes people to do many, many things to get money and what money can buy. So the love of money and what money can buy is the root of all evil. In other words, it's the bottom line, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now that's 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. And I'd like for you to notice what the Apostle Paul has said here. The love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So again I say, material gain does not, cannot bring fulfillment. But many times it does bring many sorrows. Again, material things just simply cannot satisfy that need of the soul. What shall be on the morrow? Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. James is reminding us here, don't say, I'm going to go into a city and there I'm going to live for a year and buy and sell and get gain, when you don't even know what's going to be on the morrow. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. I'm sure that many in my congregation today know what vapor is and how quickly it vanishes from the eye. I remember as a boy in my mother's kitchen, the old wooden cook stove, and she had that black kettle sitting on the stove that she heated her water, and it would get hot and the vapor would come up out of the steam and come up out of that spout, and you'd see it for 2 or 3 feet up, then it would vanish from your eye. I remember working in the cornfields and the hot sandy bottomlands when it was so hot, and you'd see this vapor rising up above the corn stalks, but how quickly it vanished from your sight. Now, James says that's what your life is like. Oh, I know some people live to be 100 years old, but even so, that doesn't change the fact. When you think about 100 years in the light of eternity, what is that? Wherefore, or whereas ye know not, what shall be on the morrow? For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. In Proverbs 27:1 we read, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. And how true that is. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. In fact, you don't know what one more minute's going to bring. Neither do I. So we don't know what's going to be on tomorrow. The way a true singer sings a song about let tomorrow be tomorrow. And we need to do that. We need to live today because today is what we have. And we don't even know we're going to have this full day. So boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Life is fleeting, and it is uncertain. Let us look at Psalm chapter 102 and verse 11. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. Also in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 15 we read, For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. So remember, we're speaking today about things that are unavoidable. The Lord must not be forgotten. For James said, For that ye ought to say, If the Lord will, we shall live and do this and that. If the Lord wills, we shall live. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 5 and 17. So in all of our planning, we should not forget the Lord. For God has a will for all of us. Yes, God has a will for every one of us. And in our planning and in our looking forward, let us remember God. James speaks of those who put gain ahead of the will of God. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Verses 16 and 17 of our text today. As it is written, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. So we read in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. That is another unavoidable thing. Our appointment with death. Yes, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So death is not only appointed, but the judgment is also appointed. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 14. So we need to remember God in all of our plans. There are many things that are unavoidable, but that does not mean we do not have the responsibility of choosing our eternal destiny. That does not mean that God has predestinated us to do this or that. No, we are free moral agents with the responsibility of choosing. There are things that are unavoidable. Quite true. But that does not change the fact that we must make a choice. We have the responsibility of choosing our eternal destiny. God said, I set before you good and evil, life and death. Choose. Choose whom you will serve. And Joshua challenged the children of Israel to choose whom they would serve, whether the gods were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Set your affection, Paul said, on things above, not on the things of the earth. Of course we have to have material things as we journey through this life. But Paul says, don't set your affection upon these things. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. And we are told by the Master in what we call the Sermon on the Mount, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Where is your heart? Where are your affections today? Are they on material things that are so soon to vanish and pass away? Or do you have your affections set on things above? Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting this gospel message today to this precious people. We trust that as the Word of God has gone forth, the Holy Spirit has accompanied it and made it a blessing to our precious people. Now we pray that you'll remember them, and if there be any in our congregation unsaved, may the Holy Spirit deal with them and help them to see their need of seeking those things which are above. So bless the precious congregation today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. And if it has, it would be a blessing to us if you would take time to write and let us know. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, I trust that you will feel free to send it in when you write us. Our postal address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. That fax number again, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can find a number of our Way of Truth broadcasts that you can download and listen to anytime, 24 hours a day. You'll also find a number of issues of our monthly Way of Truth magazine. Now, our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the Way of Truth broadcast today. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you, and we'd invite you to tune in again next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
You may own many mansions, much silver and much gold. You may have success in life and feel you've reached your goal. But all of this can't save you or satisfy your soul. Unless you've got salvation, my friend, you've missed your goal. You never really lived till you've known the Lord. Till you felt His presence, trusting in His Word. Day by day beside Him, as on the path you trod. You never really lived till you've known the Lord. When you get acquainted with Jesus, everything seems new. The things that you once hated are the things you love to do. You'll go to church on Sunday and attend prayer meeting too. It'll make you love your neighbor and all of your enemies too. You never really lived till you known the Lord. Till you felt His presence, trusting in His Word. Day by day beside Him, as on the path you trod. You never really lived till you've known.